Hi, my name is Larry Williams. I'm the president and CEO of TAG, the Technology Association of Georgia. I'm joined today by Deborah Lamb. Deborah is the Managing Director of Smart Cities and Inclusive Innovation at Georgia Tech, a newly created role to drive smart cities and urban innovation work across the university and beyond, and is leading the Georgia Smart Communities Challenge. Prior to this, she served as Pittsburgh's first ever Chief of Innovation and Performance and was a member of the Mayor's Executive Cabinet. Deborah led a team of 70 plus strong in the intersection of sustainability, technology, and performance improvement. She led the city's developments in innovation, open data, and resilience, successfully creating and executing the city's first comprehensive plan on inclusive innovation, which is really the trend in economic development today. Georgia Smart is a competitive one-year program that supports local governments of any size within the state of Georgia by providing grant funding and access to technical assistance, expert advice, and a network of peers. Georgia Smart is a first-of-its-kind opportunities for communities of any size in Georgia to receive a grant and support that enables them to envision, explore, and plan for their smart future. Communities are given financial assistance, a partnership with Georgia Tech research team, network opportunities, and access to additional unique resources to execute their projects. These resources include connections and to industry experts and access to technology solutions provided by our provider partners. Deborah, you've really brought this vision to Georgia, and you've been really not only a champion, but moved this to execution. I believe we're in the third year now, and really kudos to you for all that you've done. Can you tell us a little bit more about the partnership? And then we'll move on into what it's what the whole Community Challenge is about.
Thanks, Larry. You're very kind, and thank you for inviting me. And especially thank you for Technology Association of Georgia for this, because you speak about partnership, but this is really a partnership that is very much inclusive of the Technology Association of Georgia being one of the premier partners that we have for Georgia Smart, as well as a bunch of other partners. And we say it's led by Georgia Tech, but it certainly couldn't be done without TAG and our other Georgia Smart partners that include Georgia Power, the ARC, GMA, ACCG, and many, many others to make this happen. So, you know, thank you for your support. You're right that we've entered the third year, and what's been really great about this program is that we're asking the communities to come up with the projects themselves. So, you know, they're really pulling together the project, you know, because they understand the challenge, they understand the local context, and we empower them through research support. And additional technical assistance. But the idea and the ownership, we really want to give credit to the communities. And the other thing is that the communities are really working together to solve common challenges that might affect many communities throughout the state. So it's not just one problem that they're dealing with, but it's one problem that then they're sharing their process and outcomes and then that process making it better for the whole state.
That's great, Deborah. Hey, give us a flavor for some of the projects. So you're going into the third year, you've had two cohorts. Describe, I guess, two things. You know, describe to us what an exciting project looks like and something that you've been proud of, that communities have been able to do. And then what have you learned over the 2 years about the evolution of those types of projects?
Yeah, so at this point, we have eight active projects throughout the state, which is pretty incredible. And they really represent the best of Georgia in a sense that they are cities, counties, larger communities, smaller communities spread throughout the state and a range of different projects. One thing that makes Georgia stand out compared to some other smart city projects is that, you know, other cities or states might have a flagship project or a city that's doing some really amazing work. And, you know, we want to make sure we acknowledge that and give them credit. But we as Georgia have eight projects, you know, collectively that are working together. That scale and that collaborative effort is something that's unheard of in other states across the country. They can tout the one project or the one city that's doing great stuff, but you know, seldom can they really identify eight doing really different things. And so to your question on what does a project look like? Well, a project really stems from first identifying what a challenge is in the community, and then the community pulls together a team that includes obviously a Georgia Tech research partner, so that research is embedded from the very start. But then they spend a year working on that project. So we graduated our first class of projects that included Albany, Chatham County, Gwinnett County, and Chamblee. And they gave you a range of projects in Chatham County. We built a network of sea level sensors along the coast to track sea level rise and address hurricane resilience. In Albany, we built a database to address neighborhood blight that connects 10 years of energy data with housing data. And then in Gwinnett County, we built the most advanced connected vehicle master plan. And in Chamblee, we have an autonomous vehicle shuttle pilot that looks at a plan to increase AV attractiveness and rider ease. So it's a real range of different projects that cut across. This second year right now, we have Columbus that's building a digital master plan. We have Macon BIV that's looking into public kiosks to help with civic engagement and identifying ways to increase connectivity. And then we have Milton and Woodstock looking at different ways to improve transportation and connectivity with their residents and citizens. So just really a range of different projects that underpin the diversity and the innovation that these communities have to address some of these challenges proactively and together.
And that's great. And obviously what's really meeting the needs of those communities at the time, for those that need sea level rise, of being able to come up with creative approaches to that. I often describe Georgia as where technology meets the real world. And I think, and you and I have talked about this, I don't think there's a better example of a project that really brings this down to the person on the street. How is technology really improving people's lives? How is it improving the residents that live here and helping them live here better? Now, one thing that you mentioned that's always a topic of conversation, especially if you live in Atlanta, and that is transportation, traffic and mobility. And that seems to be a common theme in the projects that you mentioned. So either they're looking at new ways to do it with autonomy, but are there also things of just managing our systems better that are in place now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a common theme for all these projects are better and more efficient ways to connect with each other. Mm-hmm. So you may think about like the physical transportation, the mobility, or you might think about broadband and that level of connectivity. Or you can think about just data and just having better data so that you can understand the situation to connect. So, you know, we are trying to think about different layers of infrastructure, if you will, to improve that service and that connection to the communities across the board. And so you're absolutely right. When we think about technology, as you deeply do, is we think of technology as a tool to really connect with people. Right? It's not technology being the end state. It's really a way for people to have better ties and linkages. And a really good way is to utilize and harness technology to help in that regard.
Yeah, that's right. Technology really is. It's the tools that people use to innovate. And it's innovation is really is what the end goal is. And that's interesting, because I imagine health and safety is another big component of that connectivity that people need as well. How do we have better access to healthcare? How do we help our first responders? And how do we keep people safe as well? So you've mentioned data a couple times. And so how is, what is some of the data now that's showing how smart communities are created successfully? You're a metrics person. What are those performance metrics that show us that?
Yeah, well, it's a couple things of looking at data. First, and you know this, like we're drowning in data. We actually have lots and lots of data. Data is not necessarily the issue per se. It's how we utilize and apply the data. And I think for many communities, they have all this rich data, but they don't know how quite to incorporate it into their decision-making process. And so that's kind of the purpose where, you know, a university comes into play, right? You know, we have one professor that says that they're data vampires, right? They like to take data and, you know, use it for energy and really take analytics from that. So, you know, it's a really great partnership for Georgia Tech, a university, to come in to a community and create that synergy, because on one hand, obviously the community doesn't necessarily have the advanced analytics skills, they don't have the time, they might not have the capacity, expertise, but then you have a university that has this but doesn't necessarily have that kind of data or that real world test bed or laboratory. So it's a really good matchmaking. And I would say from the university perspective, it forces us outside our individual silos or labs into the community. So it forces us to think more creatively, to think about multidisciplinary research, you know, with beyond the individual college or school that we might have, to work together. And it takes this research out into community for impact. You know, we ultimately, at the end of the day, for Georgia Tech, are a public university. That means we service all of Georgia. And so, you know, this is first and foremost our obligation to really support these communities, but really to create partnership, you know, to know that it is empowering on both sides and we're not just being charitable. It is actually helpful for everyone and for the betterment of the state.
That is really interesting. I love the way that you frame that up, because you really are bringing at least three components of our broader community together. You've got the university, we've got corporations that are partners in this, and then we also have the public sector in the broad sense, and then the community and the citizens themselves. And I think one thing that we learned, and you talked about, you know, turning data into something that's actually applicable and useful, when we learned in Gwinnett County with Curiosity Lab and their new test track, is, you know, we were thinking about autonomous vehicles and on a live road that was going to be interacting with, you know, driver vehicles, with bicycles, pedestrians, deliveries. And then we found out that was great and is great. But what people were really looking for and what they got excited about was the sensors and the data they could collect and then actually apply it in a real-time, real-life setting. And so these types of projects really do become living laboratories for what we're trying to do, and really testing what the vision of a smart community can look like in the future. Is that right?
Absolutely. And this is why I think TAG is such a great, valuable resource and partner, because ultimately, you know, we might think singularly there might be, you know, three or four applications that this might work, you know, from this list of data to address this problem. But once you scale this up into a broader ecosystem, especially with a TAG membership, then you can think of hundreds of additional applications that we might not even have thought of, that, you know, just because of the creativity of the members, they have then cycled into many different kinds of forms of value and resource and assets. And that's just part of the you know, open source application and what's great about that ecosystem. You know, what we're creating is a starting point, and we may think of certain things that will be directly part of it, but you know, we also leave room for additional iterations and cycles of innovation that others may continue on and add value to.
And that happens so often, doesn't it? That we inventors, innovators think of applications for a particular, trying to solve a particular problem. And then people say, but it's so applicable over here. I can use this tool for my problem over here. And that's so great. Hey, I want to go ahead and jump in for everybody that's listening and for all our TAG members. How can they get involved in this? You know, is this program a way for them to pilot and showcase their smart community technology? So talk about how people can really engage.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. Basically, how we set up the application process is for opportunity for TAG members and others to engage. The premise is it's led by the local government, you know, having to submit the proposal because they are the lead. But you and I know that, you know, smart cities can't be done only with a singular city or community or county. You know, it has to be done in collaboration with many people. So while it's led by a local government, we encourage and expect additional actors, additional partners to join the application, each contributing an aspect or allowing the team to be stronger for that project. So very much something that I hope that TAG members can reach out to their local governments or reach out to their community networks. And, you know, in some cases it might be, I have this great idea. You know, have you thought about doing this? Because we have this technology or this service or this tool that could be used to incorporate, you know, whatever project that you have. So it becomes a bigger kind of proposal than if just a singular city or county submitted by themselves.
So the first step is to work with their local community about what ideas that they might have, facilitate the conversation, and inject their ideas, and then get them to go and apply for this opportunity as well.
Yeah.
And so right now, Georgia Tech is, of course, the connective tissue through all of this. Are you seeing collaboration between projects, proposals?
Yeah, so what's interesting is that we are doing that and as a team for the project. So we launched the Georgia Smart Field Guide earlier last year that basically takes all 8 projects and presents best practices and findings. And this was done by one of our professors, Professor Chris Ladantic. So that kind of starts to elevate that ecosystem conversation you and I were having earlier in terms of, you know, Georgia as a whole has 8 projects. You know, what are some common elements? What are some best practices that we can take from this 8? And what can we share with other communities, not just in Georgia, but, you know, beyond Georgia? And that's where we start to really move forward on some thought leadership and position in Georgia as that leader in this space.
So what are the timelines right now? How do people get involved? They've got an idea, they're engaging with their community. What's the 2020 timeline look like for the program?
Yeah, so basically the applications are open now. We have an optional pre-proposal phase that's due on April 24th. So in a few weeks, it's just a simple 2-pager. It doesn't require too much, but it kind of puts you in the list. And, you know, this is optional because it's only seen as something that can help you. You know, we as the team can provide additional insight. This is where if we see something, we will go back to you at TAG and say, hey, look at this proposal. Do you know any members that might be able to plug into this project? Or do you think this is something that could translate in a community? So there's that pre-proposal phase. But then the final applications are due June 12th. So there's still a few months out to really mobilize, to do it. A lot of the information is on the website, including a template, including guidelines and FAQs. We've been doing informational webinars that have been recorded with slides. So a lot of information is out there. But also, if you have ideas and want to talk to us or talk to you, we're open to that. You know, we really want to be in a position to support all proposals and to ensure every proposal is strong in it by itself.
Well, that's great. So you've got some steps to just help people get prepared, understand. Are there any successful bids out there that from the past awardees that people can look at and say this is what?
Yeah, absolutely. So what? All the applications from the winning teams the last 2 years are actually on the website. So okay. You can actually see what a successful application is. We tried to be as transparent as possible in terms of showing you what makes sense to us, you know, providing answers or to common questions that we're seeing and just being available for any additional questions.
That's great. It is a great process. And so June is the deadline. Make sure that they're working towards that. A lot of data on the website. They're welcome to contact you directly. You're welcome to contact us at TAG. What's the website, Deborah?
It's Georgia Smart at govtech.edu.
Great. And again, you can always ping us at TAG, and we're happy to get you connected as well. Anything else? What else do people need to know about this, Deborah, before we wrap up?
Just know that this is hopefully an ongoing process. And, you know, while we're selecting winners, we think that the proposal itself is just as important to our greater ecosystem and list. And just because you might not be selected this time around, we actually have a number of applications that were selected a second time or been translated to other opportunities. So that's one. And then two, what's great about this work is that even after you finish year one, the success of the research partnerships have then garnered additional opportunities for them to go on to year two and year three. So, you know, this is really the strength of Georgia's ecosystem and something we all should be very proud of. And we couldn't have done it without TAG and all our other partners.
Deborah, you're too kind. So thanks so much for joining us today. And thanks to all of you for listening. We'll be back soon with another edition of Tech Start. On behalf of TAG, we look forward to continuing to serve our tech community as we weathered the COVID-19 together. Deborah, thank you so much. Thank you for the partnership. Thank you for your leadership. We're delighted to have you in Georgia and glad you're calling Georgia home now.
Thanks,
Deborah.